Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 20th of December 2023. The Bible reading today is Isaiah 43:18 to 25. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed myself, that they may proclaim my praise. Yet you who called on me, Jacob, you have not wearied yourself for me, Israel. You have not brought me sheep for burnt offerings, nor honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with grain offerings, nor wearied you with demands for incense. You have not bought any fragrant calamus for me, or lavished on me the fat of your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins, and wearied me with your offenses. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Today's article, titled Forgiveness and Forgetting, was written by Kenneth Peterson. Jill Price was born with the condition of hyperthymesia, the ability to remember in extraordinary detail everything that ever happened to her. She can replay in her mind the exact occurrence of any event she's experienced in her lifetime. The TV show Unforgettable was premised on a female police officer with hyperthymesia. To her great advantage, in trivia games and in solving crimes. For Jill Price, however, the condition isn't much fun. She can't forget the moments of life when she was criticized, experienced loss, or did something she deeply regretted. She replays those scenes in her head over and over again. Our God is omniscient, perhaps a kind of divine hyperthymesia. The Bible tells us that his understanding has no limit, and yet we discover in Isaiah a most reassuring truth. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions and remembers your sins no more. The book of Hebrews reinforces this. We have been made holy through Jesus Christ, and our sins and lawless acts God will remember no more. As we confess our sins to God, we can stop playing them over and over in our minds. We need to let them go, just as he does. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. In his great love, God chooses to not remember our sins against us. Let's remember that. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for forgiving and forgetting my sins. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Andrew, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.